For more information on this lecture, please visit the course's webpage at www.modernscholar.com, where you'll have access to links to related sites, a seminar room to share your thoughts with other students, and yes, of course, a final exam. And now we begin Big Picture Investing, Lecture 1, An Introduction to Big Picture Investing. And now, Professor Navarro.
I'd like to welcome you to what I hope will be not just a very interesting and challenging course on stock market investing, but a very profitable one as well. In this course on big picture investing, we will have five major objectives. First and foremost, I want to help you come to understand both how and why big macroeconomic forces like inflation and recession and war and terrorism and interest rate hikes by the Federal Reserve can all move the stock market. Second, and more practically, I want to show you how to harness these market-moving macroeconomic forces by following the three golden rules of what I call big picture investing. These rules are as simple as they are perhaps intuitive. Buy strong stocks in strong sectors in an upward trending market. Short sell weak stocks in weak sectors in a downward trending market. And when there is no clear market trend, simply stay safely in cash on the sidelines. The third objective is to illustrate some of the most modern techniques of picking successful stocks. And the fourth objective, and this is really where the rubber meets the road, I want to show you how to better manage both your money and your risk to maximize your gains and minimize your losses. We will see that this objective is absolutely essential because, as it will turn out, you can actually be pretty mediocre at picking your stocks. But if you are very skilled at managing both your money and your risk, you can still make plenty of profits. As our fifth and final objective, I also want to teach you the nuts and bolts of what's called trade execution. I'm talking about how to actually buy and sell your stocks most efficiently. We will see that the best way to do this is over the internet using any one of a large number of online brokers. In showing you how to use this modern technology, I'm also going to show you how to take control of your own investment portfolio. That means you'll be able to leave both the telephone and your old stockbroker behind and get right on the internet and buy and sell your stocks. These then are the five objectives of the course. Now let's turn to a brief summary of the three additional objectives of this particular lesson. First, I'm going to show you just how and why a big picture view is essential to profiting in the stock market, and I will do so within the context of one of the biggest market booms and busts in history. Second, I'm going to talk about some of the most common and costly mistakes that investors typically make. Mistakes, by the way, which I am quite definitely going to help you avoid making yourself. Third, to end this lecture, I'm going to talk to you very frankly and candidly about the kind of commitment and temperament that it takes to be a successful investor. It's important for you to know before you go too far down the road that stock market investing is not for everyone, no matter what those TV commercials and investing books might say. That's why you need to find out right now whether you have both the commitment and temperament that it takes to be successful in the stock market. I will help you in this lecture find out just that. And as part of this frank discussion, I will also talk about the kind of financial capital and computer resources you will need to successfully compete on Wall Street. Now, to give you a little background about how this course was developed, I'd like to tell you just a little bit about the two books I've written on stock market investing. My first book was called If It's Raining in Brazil, Buy Starbucks. It was in this book that I first introduced the whole concept of macroeconomic investing, or what I called in that book macrowave investing. In this lecture course, I will refer to that approach as big picture investing. And to understand this big picture approach, it may be useful here to explain the book title, which is as much a perspective on stock market investing as it is perhaps a bit amusing. So here it is. Brazil is the largest coffee producer in the world. If rain comes to break a drought in Brazil, that means coffee beans will be cheaper. This, in turn, will mean that Starbucks and other coffee retailers will make a few